This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Customized products. For example, even a keychain from a dollar store with our name on it, or a monogram towel with our initials, right? So why not personalize stationery too? You're listening to Open for Business. I'm Christine Wong, and I'm speaking to Fika Chung and Nini Zuraina about their funky pencils. So that's the name of the startup that you guys have together, and which is really cute. You guys are both co-founders, but you're also aunt and niece, respectively, right?
Yes.
I mean, I think that's really adorable as well. So we'll be talking about Funky Pencils and their sort of journey as well. But I think just to start it off, we'll introduce exactly what Funky Pencils is, right? So you guys essentially create and send and deliver a handcrafted personalized stationery. That's your main shtick. So why that? Why was stationery the idea?
Okay, well, so hi. So we started off from a business subscription box service called Funky Box. So basically we curate handmade items, DIY, some all about arts and crafts. So people who actually subscribe to us, they will get a monthly different theme. So one theme will be like everything pink, and then the next month everything about food.
Right.
You know? And it didn't go well because we just feel that Malaysians are not ready for subscription box service. There's a lot of educating customers and the vendors about subscription box.
Right.
Also because you have to pay 1 year up ahead.
Yeah, yeah, so people don't like that kind of commitment here, do they?
So they rather pay monthly, which is higher, a month higher, rather than paying 12 months in advance and a lot cheaper.
Mm.
So we get that customers going on monthly, month by month, and we couldn't plan and then also get vendors on board.
Right.
It was very, you know, and we need a bigger team for this. It's a lot of effort because a lot of educating customers and vendors. So we decided, you know, let's go for something much simpler. And we've always liked personalized pencils, you know, and there's none here. And I say, hey, why not? We try and start this, you know, and that's how Funky Pencils
started.
Yeah. Great. I mean, you know, I think that it's interesting that you started off with this whole subscription box thing, because I can understand the hesitance as a consumer to pay like such a large sum up front, you know. Then you're like, okay, I don't know if I'm going to get it on time. I don't know if I'm going to get exactly the products that are advertised, you know. So I do kind of understand that maybe Malaysia is not ready for that. But like, why specifically stationery though? You know, out of all the things that you could personalize.
Well, that I can answer because it all started from me, because I'm a paper crafter. I work under Pastel Daisies. So that's why she, when she wanted something or before this, she will come to me, auntie, can you do this for me? Can you do it? So then she realized, you know what? Hey, we do the pencils and you can do the packaging.
Right.
No, why not? We put this together.
So if you already have the resources, why not?
Yeah,
in a way, right?
Because if we were to hire someone else, it would be more expensive.
Great. Fair enough. You know, and also, you know, I've had a look at some of the products that you guys do have, and they're like so cute. Like they're so aesthetically pleasing. Like all these pastel things are very in at the moment. And also, you know, I do love a good customized product.
Yeah.
I love stuff that says my name, right? I think we all do. We all have a little bit of that narcissist inside of us.
True. Yes.
Right? So, you know, I think that's fair enough. Now, obviously, this is not, as you mentioned, this is not your first venture into being an entrepreneur, among many other things that you've done in your career, right? You also had obviously Funky Box, and then you had something else before that as well. So, you know, in terms of that, right, like what was the biggest lesson that you learned from those first two ventures that you've now applied to Funky Pencils?
So basically the biggest lesson I've learned was when I had Fix is foldable shoes for women who's always on the go. So I had this idea whereby, you know, we like to look good, we like to wear heels, but it's a pain, you know.
Yes.
So I decided, hey, why not create something practical for women and also to look good at the same time. So that's when the foldable shoes came about. Being in a fashion line is you always have to keep, you have to always,
keep a trend, I guess.
Yes. So, you know, trend is always changing. So that means you have to have a lot of design and a lot of options for customers to choose. And I couldn't sustain myself. So that's why I moved forward.
Right.
So the lesson I learned is that because the colors I started with was all bright.
Mm.
You know, I like bright. I like funky. That's why funky pockets.
Right, yeah.
You know, but people like that color, but they won't wear it.
Right.
So I have a lot of stocks of that colors because they don't dare
right.
to wear that because
it's less neutral, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So they either wear, it's either black or brown. That's it, you know. So I thought people would like it and I went for it and then, yeah.
Right. So there was kind of no initial sort of thought into, okay, but what would the majority want, I suppose?
Because my thinking is that, you know what, I think it's good.
Right.
And people should like it too.
Right.
Because
right.
I thought people would like it. So my thinking and other people thinking is...
Not the same. Okay.
Although I thought she would wear it, but she will never wear it. I mean, not her. I mean,
I would love some bright foldable shoes. Yeah. That'd be great. So... But, yeah. You know, I think it's you know, it's always important initially when you are going into a venture like it to kind of gauge, you know, potential response first, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess that's the lesson that you learned
there. Yeah. Yeah. So right. That's when I mentioned about the MVP. Mm-hmm. So you should test your market first. You do a lot of surveys, not just 20 people, you know, hundreds of people. Yeah. Then only you will know that whether your product will make it or not.
Right. Which is exactly what you guys did with Funky Pencils, right? You did when you say MVP, it's you kind of ran enough minimum viable products, then you did lots of surveys, and then you collected the feedback, and then you developed your product from there, which I think is a really like nice way of actually seeing if people would be interested or not. Because I think a lot of entrepreneurs have like great ideas, mm-hmm. but it may not necessarily be what the public wants right now, or they're not ready for it right now, right? So to kind of gauge that is super important as well. So the other thing that I wanted to ask is, obviously you guys are family, right? So what is that like, you know, being, you know, members of the same family, but also being in business together?
Oh, we fight.
All the time.
Yeah, but being an aunt, I got, you know, I've got an upper hand. I say, right. You this, you that. So,
because, you know, when I was doing Fix, you know, everything must be up very up.
Everything must be very quickly paced, I suppose.
Yeah, quickly paced. Yeah, so everything was fast. So working with a family is so hard because she's pressured with me.
Wait. In my defense, okay, everything was handmade.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Like, that's we have quite to,
like,
difficult.
Like 50 to 100 of the same thing.
I mean, that's the thing, right, with customized products and also handmade products especially, right, is that balance between getting that mass production speed, but the quality of handmade products.
Yes.
Yeah,
well.
Because I have to, I'm the operation side, so I have to, you know, respond to all the customers.
You do know operation and production line? They don't, you know.
Yeah.
They don't, yeah.
So
they don't
that's what it's like to work with a family. I
right.
mean.
But you guys basically have, you know, you have your own like kind of specific roles within the company, which is nice because then you balance each other out a little bit, right?
Yeah.
As you mentioned, you focus a little bit more on the operations and the marketing, and you focus a little bit more on the production.
Yes.
So, you know, in that sense, I mean, because it must be interesting because sometimes we talk to people who have co-founded a company with their best friend or, you know, their partner, right? But like not so much in this very familial. I think there's just a whole other aspect when it comes to the familial connection there.
Yeah.
So that was quite fun. And I like that you guys are being honest. Like, it's not going to be hunky-dory all the time.
Oh, no, definitely
right?
not. Yeah.
You know, and you are going to face those obstacles together. But at the same time, also, I guess because you are family, it's easy to communicate and to get past that because, you know, you guys know each other. And it's great, right? So in line with that as well, you both really put a stake in this business together. It wasn't just like a... impulsive decision.
Yeah.
And you actually both put in the same amount of money, around 15,000 ringgit for the initial capital of the business, which is, you know, seemed to have paid off so far. You guys have earned that back in leaps and bounds. But, you know, why was that important for both of you to contribute in that way, basically?
It's only fair, I think, to just put it together, you know, like to put the money together. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So that we don't want to fight after, you know what, I put this, you put that,
right.
So to avoid that,
right,
put that sum.
I mean, so what would you say to people who, you know, would have been like, oh, why are you putting your own money in this? Like, why are you not finding external investors? You know, why are you, you know, putting your own financial stuff at risk?
So basically, when you're tied to an investor, there is a lot of expectations, you know, and then it's more pressured, you know, and then there's timeline, you know. It's tougher. So it's easier if you come up from your own pocket money. And of course, you will still work hard.
Right.
You will still be pressured, but not as, pressured. You know.
Yeah, you don't have any, I guess, external obligations in a way.
Yeah.
Right. And for you, Nini, as well, before Funky Pencils, were you involved with any of the other entrepreneurial adventures or did you have your own sort of experience with that?
Oh, I have always been... I have my own Instagram, which I do all handmade stuff. So it's been that since 2007.
Right.
So Yana Fika actually grew up seeing that, you know, in my studio doing stuff.
Right.
So she got excited, you know, she got interested in all those rapping. It's always auntie this, auntie that. So I think that's how it started, you know.
That sort of childhood initial interest, right? And it kind of sparked
everything. Yeah, our family are all...
We're very crafty that way.
Well, that's nice also, you know. I think that marrying, you know, that sort of passion for the handcrafting and then being able to turn that into a business is something a lot of people want to do. That's why there are so many Instagram pages and the like nowadays. But it's very difficult to actually get that off the ground, especially, you know, when you don't necessarily have an idea of like, oh, well, I know I'd like it, but you don't know what the consumer would like, right?
Yes,
so the fact that you guys have managed to now get that off the ground, and also you have really put that investment and that time and that money into working together and into really establishing this together, I think that's really great, you know, and it makes me very happy to hear that, you know, we can still have products like these, you know, work in that way. All right, well, it's time for a little bit of a break, but after that, I will continue speaking to Fika and Nini about the future of Funky Pencils, so do stay tuned to BFM 89.9 for more of that discussion.
Because friends matter. BFM 89.9, the business station.
I'm Christine Wong, and before the break, I was speaking to Fika Chong and Nini Zuraina about their entrepreneurial history, as they are the co-founders of Funky Pencils, and also kind of about how their relationship as aunt and niece respectively have kind of bolstered their business relationship as well. Now, the next question I wanted to ask is, because Funky Pencils does stationery, you guys do pencils, obviously, but you guys also do other sorts of stationery as well. I think notebooks are something you customize as well, off the top of my head. But do you sometimes worry, because of the advent of technology, the fact that a lot of even kids in school are using laptops, which is really freaking me out personally. I don't know about you guys. But because of that, do you ever worry that at one point stationery is going to go out of style?
No, not for me. You'd be surprised. A lot of people actually like handmade stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the younger generations though, but some do. But people still like handmade stuff. They still like personal. They still like papers, boxes, books. They like all that.
But it's it's a very niche market.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah. So we thought that our customers would be like college students,
right?
You know, maybe primary school. Yeah, but the mothers actually buy for them.
Yeah, we get
you know?
Orders a lot from the mothers.
We thought that we get orders from college students, but no, actually our customers are mainly mothers who bought for their kids' birthday parties as a party favors, or working adults. They actually buy from us for their colleagues' farewell or, you know, birthdays. But pencils is a bit hard because, you know, people don't use pencil much. I mean, our personal pencils are not mainly for you to use.
Right.
Because people like to decor our desk.
Yeah.
So it's just like a decoration.
Mm.
Yeah, because, it's personalized. You have your name on it.
Yeah. I mean, like I said earlier before the break as well, we all like stuff with our name on it, really. So what other products, you know, do you then have in your product line at the moment?
So besides pencils, we also have notebooks, personalized cards, stationery sets.
Mm.
So what Nini does is that, you know, aside from pencils, if we get like requests from our customers, you know what, this is a gift, I want this color and this, or she likes maybe unicorn, and she will come up with all that.
So even the design as well can be worked on into the personalization of the product.
Yes, correct.
Okay. I mean, that's really interesting. And again, you know, I it kind of makes sense in my head that it works mostly as gifts, right? Because people will like having that little personal touch, but also something practical at the same time, right? You're not just giving someone like a button with their name on it. You know, they will actually probably use this sort of personalized stationery and use these personalized papers and cards and whatnot. So, you know, I think that as these sort of gifts, and I'm also not surprised about the working adult demographic, because I think a lot of us like to kind of harken back to those days in a way, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like for example, my current notebook that I write all my to-do lists in, my notes, my everything, it's slowly running out and I'm a bit terrified because I'm like, I need more pages, guys. But, you know, there's something about writing stuff down, especially in a productive manner, right? That really helps more than typing it in a computer ever will. And I say that as someone that does most of my stuff on the computer, but to-do lists and stuff, I keep on paper.
True, right?
For some people, it just helps them to work and function better. So, you know, apart from that, you know, do you intend on introducing any new items to your product line in the future at all?
Okay, currently we have all our products are heat stamped.
Mm-hmm.
So in future, we want something more like laser. So instead of name on a notebook or name on the pencil, you can have logo or pictures and so on.
Yeah, for now, we don't have logos. We can't do logos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But what's the kind of like technology, or what's the kind of logistics of customizing these products as well? Like, how does that work? What do you use?
Oh, okay. Those will come from me. Those will come from me. I have a machine to do it. I have a machine that where I design everything from my computer and transfer it to the machine.
Right.
And the machine cuts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it just kind of etches it in.
No, etches. It's literally cut the knife.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It looks like a printer, right? But actually, this knife going left and right.
So instead of printing ink, it cut stuff.
No, it doesn't print ink. It just cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Similar to printing inkjet. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I see. So that makes it quite easy, because I've also noticed that you know, like the font style is quite like a sharp. You know, there's not really like that much there. I think there is some cursive involved.
Yes.
You know, but that it generally, even on the pencils, it's quite like square and nice.
Yes.
And, you know, so that makes sense, and I think that's interesting, because you know, I've always wondered, like, how do you even have this sort of technology and how do you even put that into place, right? Okay, so at the moment as well, your main store is online. You basically have an e-commerce platform that you use.
Yes.
Kind of similar to Etsy. It's not Etsy. It's remind me again, what's it called?
It's Camdies. Instead of Candy Sweets, it's like Camdie with an M.
There you go. So you guys are on Camdies at the moment as your main source of your store.
Not exactly. Our main is Instagram.
Okay.
Yeah, we used to have Etsy for international customers.
Mm-hmm.
But then I say, you know what, let's just do Instagram.
Just focus on it. Mm. Right, okay. So you're on Instagram and also Camdie as well.
Yeah.
So you guys, that's your main platform, and that works for you? Like the fact that you guys are mainly online?
Yeah. Okay, so we do have bazaars, once a month, mostly in Publica or in Bangsar.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow us on Instagram and you can catch us when we are doing.
Right.
Yeah.
So there are moments where you do kind of become you do establish a physical presence in these bazaars and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, we do to create exposure.
Of course.
And during the bazaar, our personalized items are on the spot.
Right.
So, but of course, it's handcrafted, so you have to wait. There's waiting time, so at least 45 minutes. Yeah.
So for the bazaar personalized items, you don't use the machine.
We
do it yourself. Oh,
yeah,
you
we
do.
We bring the machine
for the pencils. But of course, you cannot order customized. What do you call that?
We actually limit to say we.
You got certain templates, I suppose.
Yeah, certain templates. Yeah, for that. Yeah.
Right.
No, only pencils, not box and, stationery sets,
only pencils
and notebooks.
Which is fair enough, because I could imagine that, you know, the logistics of having to travel whole sets would be a nightmare, right?
Yeah.
So, okay, that's interesting, you know. So, hopefully, you know, if people follow your Instagram, which is, I'm assuming, at Funky Pencils?
Yes, correct.
Right. You know, if they follow at Funky Pencils, then hopefully they can spot you guys when you are next in the real world, I suppose, and hopefully manage to get one of those personalized products for themselves or their friends or whatnot. But like, on that note, would you ever consider having like a fixed brick and mortar shop anywhere?
It has always been a dream, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to have the whole shop filled with lots of pencils with different colors, you know? Like, as you enter the shop, it's like a candy shop, but only it's pencils.
A pastel pencil wonderland.
Yes, that is a dream.
Right, okay. And have you worked towards that at all so far?
Not so soon.
Yeah, not so soon.
Okay.
Not so soon, yeah.
Right, because you guys are still relatively new, so I guess you're still picking up the pace and still getting that exposure as well, right?
We need bigger team. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because right now, it's just two of us.
Right, I see.
Yeah, because, oh my God, I tell you, sleepless nights.
Oh dear. I mean, I think that's the kind of entrepreneur journey, right? You're going to have these moments. You're going to have, that initial start with a very, very small team. And hopefully you can bring by and expand and have a bigger team and hopefully work towards that shop. And that would be great. And I would love to see that personally as well. So apart from that, you know, like what's coming up in the future for you guys? Like what's coming up for Funky Pencils?
So besides Hot STEM, so as I mentioned earlier, so we want to bring in more machines. So our goal is to have maybe 5 machines to actually accommodate our orders and less sleepless nights.
Yeah, 5 machines, 5 staff.
Yeah, staff would be probably a good time. That would be a fun time.
Definitely. Yeah. So we can do more.
Right, I see.
I mean, we want to give more, but at this moment, we can't.
Right, because you're working on such a small scale, it's very difficult to match up to like the potential demand, I suppose, right?
Because you need to actually arrange letter piece by piece.
Right.
So, oh my God, I tell you.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Well, if anyone wants to, you know, learn more about your business, where can they find you guys apart from Instagram? If they want to get in contact with you.
Okay, they can get in touch with me via my personal Instagram account, which is F for France, Fika Liana Chong.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much to both Fika and Nini
for
speaking to me today about Funky Pencils. It's been really interesting talking to you guys about your entrepreneurial journey, and I really wish you guys the best for the future.
You.
I hope you guys get that pencil wonderland. I will come visit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That about wraps up today's Open for Business. If you've missed any of this interview, you can download our app. That's available on the Apple App Store and also Google Play as well to download and listen to the podcast /on. And also, you can head over to Spotify. We're under the podcast tab there. Plus, if you are slightly more old school, you can head over to bfm.my/podcast on your desktop, on your favorite internet browser, to listen to us there as well. This has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9. Do stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.